Hey, Bark Radio listeners, this is Dee. I'm sitting in, Stir Crazy, cute little coffee house here in Richmond with Richard and Allison. And these guys have a really cool new web concept. So who wants to take it from here to tell our listeners about The Daily Beast?
I'll do that. My name is Richard Sebastian, and along with Allison Titus, we've created a really a new, what we're calling a pet portal on the web called Richmond Daily Beast. And really the idea behind it, you know, Alice and I were both talking. We've both been involved with animal rescue. We both seem to always come across lost or stray dogs in our various neighborhoods. And we always were very confused about what to do. Like, you know, who do we tell? Where do we take the dog? Do we keep the dog? You know, there seemed to be a lot of information out there, but none of it was in one place. And so our idea really started with, let's create a site in which all this information, as much as possible at least, could be put in kind of one location, and people could go to that and kind of know that they can get the information they need about lost animals, about really pet resources, veterinary care, and other, you know, pet related, dog and cat related information in Metro Richmond.
Yep. And even just something I also that comes up often is wildlife rescue. People don't know what to do when they find injured birds.
You're
we just
right.
had a mockingbird situation last week where we had a nest on our porch and the mama mockingbird wasn't letting us in and out of our house, and I didn't know what to do, and luckily they moved on. But in the meantime, I was tracking down all of the resources I could to find out, you know, how long is it going to be that I'm not allowed in my house, and
right.
what do I do? Because the little baby was learning how to fly, and was on kind of a heavy traffic area on the sidewalk right next to the road, and I didn't know what to do. Do I move it? Am I allowed to touch the bird? Do I take the bird to a rescue person that knows what to do?
So did you get an answer?
I did. Actually, I did. I got an answer, and there's a hotline you call, and I was my call was returned like within an hour both times, so that was really handy. But there's really nothing you do, which is what I learned.
Well, and that's what I was my guess.
Right.
It's like you just have to leave
you
them alone
the
and
best.
Hope for the best.
Yep.
Yeah. But is it a local hotline or is it?
It is based in. There's a local one you call. I think it's based in Northern Virginia,
okay.
But there's a local person you call, the local version of the hotline, and the closest rescue person to me is in Goochland.
That's not bad,
that's
man.
Not bad.
So that's the kind of thing you guys you want to do. Not just lost cats and dogs, but resources. And I think that's a key piece, you guys. And I'm really excited about your site. First of all, it's very cool looking, people. You got to go visit it.
And we have to do a shout out to Johnny Murden.
Mm-hmm.
He runs Churchill People's News. He's really, he's a local guy. He's a school teacher. And he started the whole idea of these community blogs in Richmond, which you may have seen. So now, generally, your neighborhood, if you live in Metro Richmond, probably has a community blog. There's West End News, near West End News, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Hills and Heights for, you know, the Forest Hill, West River Hills neighborhood. Northside, North Richmond News from Northside. So he created the template for all of those community blogs and helped us create our site based on that. So,
awesome, man.
So he's been a big help to, you know, getting us off the ground.
Yeah, amazing.
Well, I think right now the key is, because like you said, Richard, just a few minutes ago, you're kind of soft launching the website. Everybody has limited time. This is not a for-profit venture.
Oh, no.
So what we need our Bark Radio listeners to do is spread the word. So first, give them the web address.
The web address is, it's rvadailybeast.com. So RVA as in Richmond, Virginia, dailybeast.com, all one word.
And one of the other things I want the folks to know about is you were telling me that you're looking for people to be guest bloggers. Let's get information shared out there as best we can. You're looking for links to rescue groups, all sorts of things. If a group is not already on your site, they need to go to your site and contact you. Yes.
That's right. You can, you know, contact us at rvadailybeast@gmail.com. If you have an event, if you have a pet-related organization or business, if you have a shelter, if you're doing any kind of work with wildlife, dogs, cats, any kind of animal-related organization or information area, you're welcome to contact us, and we can share that. That's really our goal, is to put all this stuff in one place.
And I'm with you guys 100%, because there is not one place to go to look for anything animal related. It just flat isn't. And definitely not nationwide. So if you guys can get your arms around just the Richmond area, that would be fabulous. And once it's really up and cranking, what a great model it could be for other cities around the country. I think it's a marvelous idea. And so if a person, let's just say, loses their cat and they live in Richmond, they go to RVA.
RBADailyBeast.com, and there's a little link on the right-hand side of the screen that says list your missing pet, I think it says, and you can fill in the information, upload a picture.
Excellent.
Put your contact information, and the cool thing that we put on there, again, thanks to Johnny Merton, is once you put all your information in there, you can download a flyer. So,
oh, cool.
And then print that out as a way to kind of advertise in your neighborhood if you've lost your animal. You can kind of easily create a flyer.
So the Daily Beast is kind of like a virtual telephone pole.
Virtual telephone pole, yeah.
I think it's marvelous, because nothing worse can happen to someone who loves their dog or cat than to lose that dog or cat. And if we can get that central location going where everyone just knows to go look on the Daily Beast, that's just way cool, you guys. I love that you're doing this. And hopefully we can help you get the word out. And guys, just visit the website. It's way cool. RVADailyBeast.com. Thanks, Richard. Thanks, Allison.
Thank you.
Thanks.